Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's more good news for Kim Davis that is dismaying the ACLU and others that are promoting this radical same-sex marriage agenda. The Kentucky Senate overwhelmingly passed a law that ultimately would accommodate Kim Davis and other clerks. Now the issue moves on to the House, and that's where a battle will continue to ensue. We're going to talk about this issue in Kentucky on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, by a vote of 30-8, the Kentucky Senate overwhelmingly passed a law that would remove the names of the clerks from all the marriage licenses. That now moves over to the House for consideration and for a vote. But this is good news for Kim Davis because that's what she asked for from the very beginning. She asked for some accommodation based on her sincerely held religious belief and objection to these same-sex marriage licenses. The judge in that case, Bunning, would not accommodate her. The former governor, Stephen Beshear, refused. He said that she just needed to resign. She was resolute. She did not bend. We represented her. She spent 6 days in jail. And now there's some good movement that's happening for Kim Davis and for other clerks around Kentucky, and not just Kentucky, Matt, but it's happening in other states as well.
That's right. And the bill is really, it's an attempt to largely codify the executive order by Governor Matt Bevin that provided an accommodation for Kim Davis. He exercised his executive authority and said, yes, she has a freedom of conscience. She has an objection based upon her sincerely held religious belief. She can have her name removed from these marriage certificates. Well, now this legislation's passed through the committee, it's passed through the Senate, the House will debate it, and if it goes to Governor Bevin's desk, there's no reason to think that he will not sign it into law. But you have to ask, Matt, why is anyone objecting to this? What's the problem?
Well, the ACLU is objecting.
Yeah, of course they are. But the marriage licenses are still going to be valid, the same-sex marriage.
But they won't have Kim Davis's name on it.
That's exactly what it is. And they want people against their will to be compelled to affirm something that the Bible calls an abominable behavior, that is sin, that is objectively sin. They want to force everyone else to affirm that sin against their will in violation of the First Amendment, in violation of their conscience. So this was never about having marriage equality. They've got that. This was always about forcing affirmation by others, particularly by Christians. And the fact that the left is throwing such a fit over this betrays their true motives, doesn't it?
It does. Well, the ACLU from the very beginning has always wanted Kim Davis's scalp so that they could put it on a wall. They wanted a trophy. They wanted her name on the license. And you know, if they had ever gotten a license between two people of the same sex with Party 1 and Party 2, they would ultimately put that on national television. They would hold it up as a trophy, and they would promote that all over the country. That's what they want. They want people to not only accept their view, but they want you to promote it and participate in it. Unlike anything we've seen in any other area of our country, this is a very intolerant agenda. Kim Davis said no. She's just not going to do it. You can throw her in jail. She could still be in jail. It doesn't matter how long she would be in jail. She's not going to be unfaithful to her Lord. She's not going to issue under her name and her authority a marriage license that conflicts with God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It's part of the natural created order. She's not going to be disobedient to her Lord. And so you can do whatever you want to with Kim Davis, and I think that's what frustrated not only the judge, but certainly the ACLU, and they've been beat back multiple times. They thought, well, they'll throw her in contempt of court, put her in jail. That'll do it. Well, it didn't do it. She came back after she got out of jail, and she said, I am going to remove my name and my authority and title from these licenses. And the deputy clerks, who are employees that work under her, if they're going to sign it, that's up to them, but they're not going to sign it as the deputy clerk of Rowan County. They're going to notarize it as an individual private notary public. And that's exactly what she did. The ACLU was livid about that. And then they filed another motion to hold her in contempt. And just about a week ago, the judge denied that motion. And then you have several things happening. You've got, obviously, the executive order of, well, you've got several things. Let's move back. You've got an election that took place, and Governor Matt Bevin becomes the governor. He beats down the attorney general. He beats him handily. The attorney general was the Democratic attorney general running for governor, who was on the other side of this issue. And the media had to say that Bevin won because of the issue of marriage. He stood for marriage as a union of a man and a woman. He stood for Kim Davis. And that was the deciding factor in the election because he was counted out up till the day of the election. They said he was going to lose by at least 5 points. He won by 9 to 10 points. So you have a new governor. A week after he gets in office in December of 2015, he issues an executive order protecting the religious freedom of Kim Davis. Then the judge denies the ACLU's second attempt at holding her in contempt of court. And now you've got the Senate passing a bill that codifies the executive order. The battle's not over. It's not passed yet. It goes through the House and then eventually on to the governor. But we're certainly still involved in that. So the ACLU is losing ground day after day on this case. They want Kim Davis's name on a marriage license. They're never going to get Kim Davis's name on any marriage license between two people of the same sex.
Well, and in the meantime, the ACLU is throwing a fit in the Commonwealth of Virginia. People are waking up to the importance of securing and honoring the First Amendment and honoring the freedom of conscience. This is about fundamental fairness, Matt. And in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, government officials who are authorized to perform same-sex marriages based on a law that is now passed out of committee, a bill, and will go before the full Senate in Virginia, it says that they can opt out. They can opt out because they have it's a violation of their conscience. It's kind of the same thing we see with, you know, in Kentucky, for instance, where there are officials who can grant hunting and fishing licenses as part of their normal course of their business, clerks and so forth, and they may be an individual who is opposed based on sincerely held beliefs, whether they're religious beliefs or political beliefs or whatever, they can opt out and somebody else can then issue the license. Well, that's the same thing we see in Virginia. Government officials who are authorized to issue marriage licenses under this bill can opt out from because it violates Christianity, because gay marriage violates clear biblical provisions against homosexual behavior, the homosexual lifestyle, because it violates common sense and the natural order and law and what marriage actually is, the law of nature and nature's God. People can say, no, I cannot take part in this sinful activity. This law will simply allow them to step back for someone else to step in. That's it. Well, again, the ACLU and the radical leftist homosexual activist groups and everyone are saying, no, we want everybody. Everybody must be forced to affirm, to comply, to take part in these so-called gay marriages or else.
Well, you have the same thing in North Carolina. In North Carolina, we filed suit on behalf of the magistrate judges to protect the religious freedom, and the House and Senate passed a bill that would accommodate the religious freedom. The governor vetoed the bill. The House and Senate then overrode the veto of the governor. It became law. But the ACLU wasn't content. So they filed suit now against the law, saying that it's an establishment of religion. It violates the law to allow these people to have their conscience protected. We are now intervening on behalf of the same magistrates that we originally represented to defend that law in North Carolina. So these kinds of laws are happening around the country. The ACLU does not want any religious accommodation. They want people of faith. Frankly, they want churches to participate in this same-sex weddings and ceremonies and celebrations. They want churches to have their facilities opened up for this kind of celebration of same-sex ceremonies. They want to crush religious freedom. Join Liberty Council as we continue to stand for these individuals, these ministries around the country to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. This battle, by the way, is far from over. When the Supreme Court came down with the June 26, 2015 case regarding marriage, some political pundits, some even on Fox News, said the battle's over, let's move on to something else. Some even presidential candidates said, well, the court has spoken, we need to move on to something else. You cannot move on to something else. You cannot on this case. It's not like some issue that is irritating. You cannot move to something else. You cannot accept same-sex marriage as the law and just simply say, it's the law, so let's just move forward. It has catastrophic consequences to our freedoms, to individuals, and to ministries and churches. This is a battle that we must address. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for us as we're in this battle and many more, and stand with us financially with your regular contributions at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.